This is the start of the policy subcommittee meeting at 7:45 on June 10th. There's no public here. It's Nick and Pete. So we've got Steve White provided us the Gallatin County mission statement, which I think is really quite good. And then we've got the highlight fire governance policy, which, as I mentioned, is more than a decade old. And is really, now the more I look at it, an operational mission statement rather than an operating mission statement rather than a governance mission statement. So it was designed, as we've discussed, to give people information about the goals of the department, which I think are quite rightly should be in another document, perhaps the operating document. So, yeah, and then as we talked about, I think this whole section on executive limitations can just disappear. So what I would propose we do, Nick, is I have a digital version of this, and I'll mark it up at work and send it around to the board. But I think we should give the board a document to react to, mm-hmm. rather than soliciting. You know, we'll solicit their feedback when we show them a document. And what I thought we would do today is, if we like the format that Gallatin County has, which seems to me to be very reasonable, you and I could work on a mission statement, which would be more about governance. I don't know if we need a vision statement or not. We could perhaps just leave that blank.
Yeah, I don't see a vision statement, mm-hmm. but I do see a better mission statement. Than I like the one that's there, and I think it's a good start. And
yeah.
I'm with you. I think we define the mission of our board, and then we can, if we want long and short term goals, or if we want what we think needs to be in the governance of how we do that, then mm-hmm. I think we'll have done done well to get that far along, and then we can proceed. I had thought about trying to formulate a mission statement, but I ran out of energy and time, and mm-hmm. I just thought you and I could discuss it.
Yeah.
What we think might be the elements in it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly the way to go. We can discuss the themes in the mission statement, and then we can end up actually writing it. But so from my perspective, you know, if we think of it as a board mission statement. So mission statements are about existence. So why does the board exist? Well, our board exists to provide, obviously, fiduciary oversight, right? I think that's one thing that ought to be in that mission statement. So you can see Gallatin County's got cost-effective services. So something about, I would think we would have something about fiduciary oversight and leadership.
I think those are key. I guess I would like to think that our mission as a board is to ensure that the three components, our three-legged stool, that we're that pivotal leg that we translate the needs and wants of the constituents, the public, and see that the fireside meets that, and that we are the balance of that, mm-hmm. and we have a culture of fostering trust and confidence. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of the culture, so that we build for the future, as well as the people will look at the constituents will look at us and say, yeah, those guys are open and doing what we need to, you know, keeping us informed, and the fireside says, yes, we can depend upon the board to make sure we have proper equipment and safety equipment. And certainly we are cognizant of the financial, the dollars. I guess you'd call that the currency is not quite the word, but the currency of what the business is. We're really balancing the funds available with mm-hmm. the services, because the board, the public might want a lot more kinds of services than we have the funds to do. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to put the money up, then we can't do that.
Right.
On the other hand, we can't buy gold axes for the fire department mm-hmm. all the time. They have to be things that we really want to, that will really serve the mission and the, you know, of our...
Mm-hmm. So how about something like, I like your idea of this sort of third, the leg of the stool, which I assume the other legs are the public and the department. So create a culture of trust and accountability. Do you want to say something like between?
I'd say among.
Among?
Yeah, because there's three of us.
Among district residents, taxpayers, what do we call
them? Well,
constituents?
I don't like to call them customers because yeah. they own the company. So I would say taxpayers or public taxpayers, or it's awkward, but we can just put something in there. Constituents.
Taxpayers.
The taxpayers are the ones that are furnishing the money, and they're the ones that really have the say. They're really mm-hmm. our bosses.
Taxpayers. And let's see. Staff's not quite the right word.
Volunteer fire service.
And let's see, among taxpayers and...
fire service or emergency service. Emergency, because we do more than just fire.
Volunteer, fire, and emergency services. Okay, so that's two bullet points. We've got the fiduciary oversight and leadership, create a culture of trust and accountability. Let's see. This ought to be really short. I like this sort of leadership and responsive policy. So how about something like, I mean, it really is our job to plan for the future of the department. So something like, and I think leadership is the right word, so something like provide... leadership.
I think provide visionary leadership.
Yeah.
I guess
provide visionary leadership. Period.
Well, I think so because I think it. You know, our chief fortunately has been really visionary in terms of like getting the Harn House
mm-hmm.
and seeing the needs, but it's. It's the board that really says how to spend the money, and we don't want him spending all his time just looking at visions. But on
right.
the other hand, we also have to have visions ourselves of what we see may or may not be. But we can only, yeah, we have to build that culture of getting the right reports from the staff, you know, in terms of calls and growth and all that, and we have to be the ones who reach out to the public to keep an ear as to what they think they need to have for emergency, and mm-hmm. we have to be that visionary and willing to have that culture of bringing them together, of fostering this
I like that word, fostering. Provide. You want to say something like provide visionary leadership that fosters?
Yeah.
What do we want to foster? We want to foster things like cooperation. We want to foster things like...
Confidence. Trust.
Yeah, confidence and trust.
Among the three entities or the three legs of the stool. I mean, we're really... I guess part of this comes from... early conversations when this started going is that I was told several times it's not the board's job to reach out to the public, and I just, you know, I just think that that's kind of what triggers my thoughts in this process mm-hmm. in terms of long-term culture. The board just can't be, you know, we used to, here's something that happened at the last meeting that I was really pleased with.
Mm-hmm.
We had, fortunately, a good number of people, but for the first time, everybody stayed, all the board members and the staff, in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And at previous meetings, it seemed like the board disappeared into the fireside and the mm-hmm. public was left standing. That's the kind of thing that I think we're overcoming and that we want to continue to build. We want the public to be as comfortable as coming and sitting at the table as the board member. And how do we put that into words that I'm not sure, but we can keep working at it.
Yeah. So I've got provide leadership, provide visionary leadership, fostering confidence and trust. We'll just leave it there for now. How's that sound?
That's
so that's three bullet points we got. Something like, I think it's exercise, fiduciary oversight and financial leadership, create a culture of trust and accountability among taxpayers and volunteer fire and emergency services.
Yep.
Provide visionary leadership, fostering confidence and trust. Seems to me that it shouldn't be much more than that.
I think that pretty well covers that. I'm not sure about the, is fiduciary responsibility, is there a word that's a more common term?
We could just shorten it. We could say exercise, financial oversight, and leadership.
Yeah, I think that's financial or, yeah.
I mean, that sort of gets to it. You know, that's the budgeting and all that kind of stuff. And as you said, the balancing act between the resources we have and the wants that we have. Okay, I'll put those into a little cleaned up version and we'll send those around. What do you think about short and long-term goals? I thought this was kind of interesting. And we worked a little bit on that, you know, when I first started as chair. And, you know, our goals were to be, I could pull that kind of stuff up and take a look at it. But a lot of our goals stemmed around what we called customer intimacy, you know, customer service. These are much different than that.
What I think when we're talking about governance, and so governance is saying how we're going to govern and work, maybe what bothers me about the long and short-term goals is there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not meeting once a week, 52 weeks a year.
Right.
And they have a way big, so I think there's too many. Now, maybe there's some in here that we do want to have a long-term goal and maybe a short-term goal, but I think those tend to be, I think the fire people have more goals in some ways. You know, they're training, they're responding to emergencies, and they're looking at their equipment needs. The public, I don't know what their goals would be have reliable, professional emergency service. Our goal would be, I don't see that their goals are a whole lot different than our mission statement in the sense.
Well, I like where you're going with this. Like, I would say under long-term goals, I would keep number one, align community needs with budgetary decisions. That's just so essential.
Yeah, I think that is a good one.
We don't need to demonstrate exceptional customer service, but we might put something in there that says something about, you know, engaging with the public. So we could say something like
continue public engagement. I don't like the word customer.
Continue public
engagement.
Yeah, continue efforts
to engage the public or something.
Right. Because if it's not a goal, we won't do it.
Okay.
Serve as a model of excellence in governance. I don't know if that's...
I think that's... I mean, we're not striving to be a model of anything, and we're not trying to emulate people who we're...
Right.
We're trying to serve our public, and I don't know the way... improve communications... We've sort of said that we want to do that already, I think, but think, maintain positive relationship with the community and the cities. And that's all what we've just said above. Mm-hmm. Engage the public. Continue to improve our system or our emergency service.
I think a long-term goal, you know, these are, again, these far-reaching nature and do not change from year to year. I would put something in there about continue to maintain adequate capital reserves. How about something like that? You know,
that's being fiscally responsible.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's such a big part of the decisions that we face revolve around the expense of running a big fire department. So we've got, you know, the replacement fund, we've got the maintenance. I just like to constantly remind people how expensive this is and how painful it is to get behind.
Right.
Again, this is just a draft.
Yeah, no, I think that supports our concept of budgeting, where we're continuing to finance with maximum mills, and then having those funds in that reserve, drawing a small amount of interest, but indeed drawing interest to allow us to not have to borrow money or to do costly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that aligns. But I think one of the long-term goal is would be reflected in monitoring the growth of and be cognizant of the extreme amount of growth in the valley or in our service area.
So, like, remain aware.
And remain aware. Continue to.
And well informed.
Yeah, to continue to be well informed, or monitor, or. You know, to study, to understand the growth pattern such that we can be prepared to provide such services as required in the future, something like that.
So, okay, we can fix this for sure, but we're going in the right direction. Remain aware and well informed of growth patterns. Now, what's the geographic boundary? Is it of growth patterns in the district? Or in and around the district? Because certainly what the city of Bozeman does impacts us.
I think we just stay within our district.
Okay. Growth patterns.
More than enough in our district to deal with.
Within our district. That's good. That's four.
But you do bring up a good point that one of our long-term goals is to maintain positive relationships between mm-hmm. other service providers within the county, and we've demonstrated that with Sharon Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is certainly a continued long-term goal. And if we can do all of those, should get a pretty good A+ on our rating as a board, I would think.
Okay, so maintain positive, productive. I'm just going to copy this one here. Relationships. What do we say? Other agencies?
I'd say other emergency providers within.
Emergency providers.
Community. Because our community is our whole, our district is our boundaries.
Okay. Maintain positive and productive relationships with other emergency providers within our community. It's good. And you want to do short-term goals, or what do you think about that? That would imply that we review this every year, which we're supposed to do. So this would be sort of the one part of the document that might get annual updates.
Yeah, I guess I don't know, but from what what they're doing here, their purposes are so much wider.
Yeah. I don't immediately see efficacy in having short-term goals.
Well, and when it pops out at me, short-term goals improve enhanced efficiency, effectiveness, and productivity of every county function through budget administration, performance management.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's almost a long-term goal. That's an ongoing goal.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I guess I would... Let's ask the board what they think if there's a short-term goal.
Sounds good.
I just... And I guess I'm not trying to, you know, part of what these other things, competent, timely, provides comfort. You know, there's some platitudes that are just...
Oh, we'll just take those out.
Yeah. I think we want to just stick right to...
Yeah. We'll just replace all the goals with what we just discussed, I think. Yeah. And then, so we'll take executive limitations out, and then the board process, what do you think about that?
I think there's some nice, I think there are some.
Yeah, the preamble is nice.
Hmm?
That preamble is nice about board process.
Yeah. The board shall or will approach its task with a style that emphasizes outward vision rather than internal preoccupation, encouragement of diversity in viewpoints, strategic leadership more than administrative detail. Not sure there's emphasis that way, but clear distinction of board and staff roles, I think, is important. Collective rather than individual decision is important. Future rather than past or present. I think future always, but you can't ignore the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the present is what it is, and proactivity rather than reactivity. And we've said that in our goals, we're going to be proactive in watching the growth, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in large, that's not a bad statement.
Mm-hmm.
And more specifically, the board will operate in all ways. The trustees, I don't know if we need to do specific things. Enforce upon itself and members whatever disciplines need to govern. Well, I think, you know, that's going to vary with who's running the meetings. I mean, if I just think we... Holy cow, look at all of them.
Yeah. I would take out number four.
Four.
I would strike.
I'd strike that. You know, it says repack of material priorities.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Be accountable to Reddit, has already said that. I don't think we have to say that the votes, there's a minority vote, can express their dissent, but must respect majority decision. I mean, these are things that I'm not sure.
You think they're obvious?
I think that... You know, the one thing you might say in here is, that the board will always endeavor to follow the bylaws and board policies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're publishing those and they're there. We've already said the board observes Robert's Rules of Order,
mm-hmm.
and it'll adhere to those bylaws. I think most of this stuff is could be encapsulated by just saying,
mm-hmm.
we'll endeavor to follow, you know, and be, and then we say we want to reach out and be open. Well, this almost says, well, I'm not sure. It's too strong. It's almost like saying we. I'm not sure. It doesn't sell well with me anyway.
Why don't I try to get rid of the numbers and write it as a paragraph or two? And I'll eliminate a bunch of these. Like, I crossed off 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. you know, it seems to me reiterating that, because again, this is for future board members and the public. So Robert's Rules of Orders, I think, is good to reiterate. If it ever comes to it, we'll pull that book out and that'll be the Bible. I don't know if you need number 12, like the board has to adhere to its bylaws.
I don't think we need it, but yeah. We can encapsulate it.
Okay, I'll take a look at this.
To me, the bylaws of equal weight, because the way we treat them, the board policies,
right,
are what run this. And
right.
But I think it's good.
Here is recognized. Right. Adhere to its bylaws and policies. Okay. Let's see. Board staff relationship.
See, that's in the law already. Mm-hmm. And one of our policies says, does it not say when we evaluate fire chief and performance as well as board performance?
You know, the we could put a couple of these into board process and get rid of the board staff relationship header. So, like, I like number 3, the board should make an annual evaluation during the fire chief. Now we have to change this because you've talked about, you know, creating goals for the chief, which we have not done yet. And I've talked about how I think that our current evaluation process is insufficient. It could be a lot better than it is,
yeah,
you know? So why don't I say something more generic there in number 3? And I'll take out these executive limitations for starters. And I'll get rid of board staff relationships. But I think that there's some efficacy to keeping, like number 2, I think that's important.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so keep that one in there. And then board authority is designated. This was, previous board members had a lot of heartburn with this because they thought that the board can't delegate away its authority to the fire chief. We give the fire chief permission to operate the department day to day, but ultimately we retain responsibility for what goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to be the...
So...
Yeah, I think we ought to state that in a way that emphasizes our position on the board, is that we're handling and reaching out to the public, and we're that independent.
Mm-hmm.
Balancing point that allows the public and the public's needs and interests in for fire and emergency safety to be met, and the chief's and his department, and I still don't like department, but I guess he's got a department, to meet that need, and we balance that. And so we speak as a group to the fire, through the fire chief, he's the CEO of the fireside, mm-hmm. and we reach out to the public, and that's what that relationship is, and that number 2, I think.
How about, and again, we can work on this. I think that that's the first time I've ever heard you say that. And I think it's important, and what you just said was the fire chief is essentially the CEO. And he is essentially the CEO.
The emergency service side of this.
Right.
Of our service, he is the, if he wants to, we give him budget. In a budget, he has the authority to spend dollars. Effectively, we have to watch that he's effectively spending them. And but he does that to provide, fulfill his duties of providing an outstanding professional, trained, fire, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
So this is good, I think. So I've got, the board represents the taxpayers. This is just reiterating this, the whole relationship you talked about, the three stools, period. The fire chief is the CEO of fire and emergency services operations, okay? And then a third sentence to sum up that relationship would be something like, the board balances district
emergency
right the needs of the department with the
needs of the public,
something like that. The board balances the needs of the department with the desires of the taxpayers, or something like that.
Expectations, or
yeah,
whatever. In the business about evaluation of the fire chief and the executive, I think that's that's inherent in the management of this thing. I don't know that we, you know. Which, I think in our bylaws we make clear that the chief is. Don't we say something in the bylaws about evaluations? I don't remember. But we also have policy. The board has a policy, or should have a policy, or we will have a policy on evaluations. Mm-hmm. Our evaluation by the public and the whatever, right. The chief's. You know, our evaluation, their evaluation of us, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. The one thing about the goals, fire chief should be based on performance and making progress toward accomplished goals established by the board. Well, our goals is to do whatever, but we're not necessarily establishing always, other than the goal of superior fire service. I think the chief is the one that sets the goals for his department, and we ask of him to every year, give us your goals for this year of how you're going to improve the department, or to get this piece of equipment, or to do whatever. And that, I don't know that we're in the business of establishing operational goals for the fire chief. I think it's his operational goals. We have goals for fire service and for getting information from the fire side so we can make our decisions on long-term investments and so on. But I don't see us setting goals for number of volunteers or number of training or whatever.
Yeah.
Given all that stuff.
Right. So we could say solely on performance and making progress towards accomplishing operational goals established by the chief.
Yeah, I think that.
Right? Yeah. Something like that? Okay. That's it?
No, I think we get that much cleaned up and put together for something, and I appreciate your writing it up, because I think one voice to write it up and something to fine-tune. So.
Good. Yeah, and I'll be... So we're going to end this policy subcommittee meeting at 8:21.